Blog Talk Radio.
What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me cause I love her.
Everyone, and good evening, and welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 267 shows and counting. Want to welcome all you new listeners on board, and I hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back and keep spreading the word. All you returning listeners, thank you for all your support and making this show a total success. At the end of this month will be my 6th anniversary for Voices Carry for Animals, and we're going to do something special. We're going to say, hey, to celebrate, invite 10 of your, or no, I'm sorry, on Voices Carry for Animals support group, invite 6 of your friends or family member animal advocates to Voices Carry for Animals support group, and also on the website, 6 times sharing to your friends of this show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. Asking and hoping everybody, we want to make this show explode for 2020. 2020 has come in and so much has happened. It's nonstop here. So we're going to try to, we can't put the animals on the back burner or forget about them because they mean so much to us. And, you know, they deserve their rights granted, not violated. So we're going to go over the show. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. And that's www.ppjg.me. On the right-hand column, you can follow my shows. And it will be delivered right to your primary email to alert you when there's a new article or podcast coming up. Thanks to Marty Oakley of TS Radio Network. I did 163 shows on her network and 164 shows to this present right now on Animal Advocates Radio on my own. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host and producer of Voices Carry for Animals. And I'm out here speaking and standing up for all the animals in need. And we had all these amazing guests for almost the 6 years, the callers, the listeners, and all the Facebook pages and groups that's helping, you know, promote this show from Twitter to Pinterest to LinkedIn to the Facebook followers that are involved and also the Facebook friends. So everyone, please, you know, do something out there for the animals. They so well deserve. They deserve their rights and to live comfortably. We're sitting here on this radio platform. We can talk all we want on here, but the next step is to take action and, you know, get them changes made for positive lives and futures for them, because there's no excuse for animal abuse or neglect or torture or discrimination against pit bulls. Or this list goes on, so I stand up for all of them in need and distress. Let's see and live in peace and comfort and love, and free from anxiety and free from fear. So I want to go ahead and go on with this show and get it started. I got Dyla Kanes, the founder and director for the Miami Coalition Against Breed-Specific Legislation, and also Lauren Nikki Turner, and she's the general counsel for them. And we always talked to Dyla earlier, and she's been on the show. This will be her 6th show tonight, and I told her we're going to keep going because we are relentless and we're not going to give up. Our topic tonight is going to be the Miami Pit Bull Band was enacted in 1989. In BSL, we want to repeal BSL, Justice for the Pit Bulls. And I want to bring her on and welcome her back. And she's always welcome back because she's working hard out there, everyone. And whatever we can do out there to help her to get these pit bulls justice and not be discriminated against, stereotyped. You know, we're sad to hear when, there's a dog bite or anything, but we can't take it out on all of them. And that's wrong. That's stereotyping, and it's unfair injustice, and we got to let them live their normal lives. Pit bulls, they deserve a chance. I've been around pit bulls my whole life, whether it's for a few friends or family, and they're so friendly, and we can't do them like that. So I want to bring her on. I'm going to be take calls later in the show, and it's the same number. Every Thursday, everyone, at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. All these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And you can go and listen to them if you go to the PPJ Gazette. In the search bar, you can search Voices Carry for Animals, and they'll all pop up from Animal Advocates Radio and TS Radio Network. And you can listen and share 24/7 on the PPJ Gazette, so you can share from the bottom of the article. And on Blog Talk Radio, you can share on the left side of the screen. So here's the call-in number if anybody wants to call in later, probably around 7:30. I'll be taking calls. The area code is 310-982-4270. Press 1 in the queue and alert me that you want to come on air and you have any questions or comments for the guest. Like I said, this number is the same every week, and you can also use Skype. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dial on and welcome her back. Nyla Keynes, director and founder for the Miami Coalition Against BSL. How are you this evening?
Pretty
welcome
good,
back.
You know?
Hey, so
glad
far,
to be
so
back.
Good. Oh, this
so far,
is great.
So I'm
all
alive.
Right.
Anyway, I figured tonight we'd do something a little simpler. I'll give you an intro of what the coalition is, what we do, a little intro on, I guess, Miami BSL, and now I'll let Nikki take over for a while, and then we're going to take calls in. I always get a lot of PMs, a lot of emails with questions regarding all sorts of variety of situations and issues with whether bullies, American bulldogs, or whatever you want to call them, pit bulls. So I figured they have the questions. This is the perfect forum for them to call in and get a live answer. Now, remember, you know, we do the best we can. If we don't know the answer, we will find the answer for you. But we're not, encyclopedias here. So, anyways, Dahlia Keynes, I'm the founder director for the Miami Coalition Against Breed Specific Legislation, MCABSL. It was founded about 17 years ago due to the need for people to have somewhere to go because they were actually getting their dogs taken away, confiscated, and literally killed for no reason or rhyme. So we came along and we've opened a lot of doors. We've done a lot of good. We're to the effect that although the law is still here, the ban is still there, alive and kicking, it's really no longer being enforced. It's gotten to that point. Number one, we've educated the entire county on the real issues. Second, how the hell do you determine if a dog is a pit bull or not? You cannot. Even DNA tests is hard to do. So because of those reasons and some other ones, political ones, they've taken a few steps back, and it's been a lot better here in Miami. However, don't let that fool you. You can't sit down and enjoy the show because the law is still here. So this something has got to be overturned sooner or later, and we're still working on it. And I'm not going to blow it out of the water already, but we got some stuff coming up. So with that, the ban was enacted in 1989 because of a bad attack on a little girl from an alleged, and I mean alleged, pit bull, which later on was not a pit bull after all. And the county commissioners enacted the stupid ban out of a knee-jerk reaction to pacify the general population. And obviously it hasn't worked out. Thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent dogs have been killed needlessly, and their counterpart, human counterparts, have suffered needless pain. So in a nutshell with that, I'm going to turn it over to Nikki. Nikki, all yours.
Okay, and Donna, you know, these, before I bring her on, these, they get the bad rap all the time. You know, these pit bulls, even in, you know, they put them in dog fighting and everything, they don't have a choice in the matter. They're forced, you know, so it's not right at all. I mean, just to judge them for...
But Debbie, look, it's not only, first of all, pit bull is a generic term. There is no such thing as a pit bull. But when it comes to dog fighting, there's a lot of other breeds that are used for that. From Akitas to American Bulldogs to German Shepherds to Dobermans to Rottweilers, name it. So dog fighting, lately, maybe in the past 10 years or so, they've been using more of that particular breed, but they've always used different type of breeds. Any dog over 55 pounds that's strong and can pull their weight, guess what? They're a candidate.
Isn't that sad? And they're forced. That's the sad part. You know, they can't drive themselves through these fights or walk themselves.
No.
And it's treated inhumanely. I mean, it's terrible. But I'm going to bring Lauren, Nikki Turner,
Nikki.
General Counselor.
Yeah.
Hi, Nikki. How are you this evening? Welcome aboard.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Dahlia.
Hello.
So as was stated by the lovely Miss Keynes, I'm blessed and lucky enough to be the General Counsel for my Native Coalition.
Ladies, I got some noise in the background. It sounds like I don't know. Is someone outside?
Is it better?
Yes, definitely. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I want to hear breathing. That's what it is. Breathing. Is somebody breathing hard?
I think that's Dahlia. Dahlia might be
okay.
So as I was saying, I'm lucky enough to be the attorney who's representing MCABSL. I'm very happy to know Dahlia Keynes and to be general counsel for such an amazing organization. I also run an animal law advocacy law firm in South Florida. We focus on, all animal issues, really, but we do a lot of dog bites. We do a lot of puppy lemon law. But, you know, a huge part of, what our law firm is about and what we stand for is, you know, it's the rights and the struggle that specific legislation brings to the communities. And, you know, it's not just me as I was quoted as the other day, an animal law extremist who has recently graduated. I sued somebody and he's mad about it. But it's also the American Bar Association. You know, the American Bar Association states that, you know, comprehensive breed neutral, dangerous dog, reckless owner laws that. They don't work, you know, but breed-specific legislation does not work, and they openly advocate against it. So it's not just, you know, my little animal law extremist law firm. It's also the American Bar Association. So I'm very happy to be a part of a bar that believes so strongly in the rights of all breeds, including staffies. I also run a pit bull rescue. We're just walking into our fourth year open. It's called Popo Pitbulls, P-O-P-O Pitbulls. We have some beautiful dogs up for adoption right now that are fully vetted and gorgeous. So if anybody is interested in the perfect pup, please check us out. You know, I'm so pleased and honored to be, you know, a breed advocate and also be able to be involved with Miss Dahlia. So, hi, that was my intro.
Well, thank you for all the, you know, inspiring work you both do, everything, because it means so much to the animals, too. They especially thank all of us, you know, making better lives and futures for them, paying attention to what's going on. And I hope one day, I mean, since 1989, that's a long time, you know, to be banned. It has to go. And I seen where was it, Denver? Where it was on with the mayor, it's like, oh, come on, let's give these pit bulls and then these animals a chance, you know, let's get them out of this, let's get with the times. This is 2020 and 2021, and they deserve a chance.
Well, remember that the ban for Denver and Miami were both enacted in 1989. That must have been a very ignorant year, but they were enacted in 1989. And, you know, it is what it is. Remember also that BSL is basically political. That's all it is. It's politics. You know, and the liability, if you remove it, there's a liability, and if you leave it, the dogs get killed. So that's basically their political struggle. But, you know, we're working on it. I have very high hopes, either for the end of 2020 or the beginning of 2021. We're working on it. Remember, we got elections, but, you know.
Yes.
We got to take that consideration, too.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Your vote is your voice, you know. So everybody get out there and vote for the right ones and know about them, what they're all about. And if they're,
yeah, that,
you know,
that's a very interesting point, because I just posted the other day something on our Facebook page and IG. Whenever you vote for a particular person, no matter what party you're on, check them out. Check them what they've done for animal welfare. Check about the animal rights they care about. Because a lot of them do not put any animal issues at all on their platform. And then later on, they surprise you when they support a ban or when they vote against something that should have been enacted. So do your homework. I know finances, health, and all that good stuff is utterly important. But if you own a four-legged of any kind, you should really be looking out for them, too, because you're voting for them, not only for yourself. So check these people out really, really well before you check them out.
Well, we all talk about how the pit bull ban in Miami has been around since 1989. We talk about it like it's such a long time. But you know what? Oh, there's my pit bull.
That's all right. they wanted to speak too. They want to stand up for the pit bulls.
they're speaking up. She wants to be a star. I mean, let's talk real dates, though. You know, from 1914 to 1918, we had World War One, and from 1939 to 1945, we had World War Two. And during these times, you know, way back then, the pit bulls were incorporated into the recruiting and the other propaganda posters for the U.S. Army. Like, this breed, these pit bulls, they were chosen to symbolize bravery and loyalty and determination. So, you know, I get that, you know, 1914 and 1939 are in the past, but I feel like they had it right. 1989, guys, what happened?
I know. I mean, you're talking, what, 31 years ago? Oh, my goodness. This is terrible.
I mean, they were revered as heroes, as mascots to represent the American people. And now the city of Miami-Dade, because one non-pit bull dog attacked a girl in 1980. I mean, here's the real thing. If you're going to talk about people that are bitten by dogs or killed by dog bites. Let's get real, right? There's 5 times more people killed by lightning, right? 100 a year. There's 150 people a year called, you know, killed by falling coconuts. Or in Japan alone, 150 people were killed by tap water. Let's get real. 18 people a year across the world die from dog bites. And there's no statute that says or statistic that says that people are more than, I mean, let's get real.
I know. It does not make sense. I mean, it's like 18, you know, compared to everything that else is going on is hardly nothing. And we go to the roots of the problem. Why did that dog bite? You know, was it, you know, I've seen and heard about when they're tied to trees all day, no food, no water. And then, yes, they're going to get aggressive, or how they're trained. I mean, you got to blame the deed, not the breed, you know. So just like with children, you know, if you have bad children, when the first thing you're going to go and the roots is to the parents, the mom or the dad, you know. So we have to take consideration of what's going on here. We shouldn't take with one dog bite or 18 dog bites and say they're all bad. You know, with just like with the, you know, with the, when you go and rent an apartment, some of them, they want, you know, insurance, higher insurance and homeowners insurance and stuff like that. It's like one per, you know, you got to look at it and say, hey, this is, we got, we're all in this earth temporarily. We've got to make the best of it. So these, you know, when they get discriminated or stereotyped, and it's not right. They deserve to live a good life and a comfortable life. They're awesome dogs. I'm Pitbull Debbie, and I approve this message, okay? that's I call myself sometimes, because they're awesome. And I hope Diane Linelko calls in this evening. She has a big group on Facebook. We love pit bulls, everybody, if you want to check it out. And she also has, she's off her podcast right now on Blog Talk Radio, We Love Pit Bulls. And I, but Dial, you've been on her show, right, I believe? And she's out there advocating for them. So, Diane Linelko,
I mean, let's have a...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I'm just saying, I mean, let's have a realistic expectation as to what we can expect of these dogs, right? They're just dogs like anybody else. You know, if a child is sitting there poking it in the eye, any dog is going to bite or defend itself. The fact that it's a pit bull doesn't impart any more or less the entire idea, and I know I've said this on your show before, but the entire idea of a assessing aggression based on the shape of a dog's skull is, to me, the equivalent of assessing intelligence based on the color of someone's skin. It is just so absurd.
Yeah. I remember the story of Lennox that got worldwide attention? I was a supporter of Lennox. And, when they put him down, it was so, just like the rest of them, it was devastating. Didn't even stand a chance. So we got to stand together, everybody, and whatever we can do, you know, we're stronger and better together than apart. And as Ray Bittner, a big supporter of this show, says, we're strength in numbers. So the more of us come together, the better it is. You know, we can... you can protest, peaceful protest. Those ones that are just happening is so gut-wrenching and mind-blowing, where, you know, property's being destroyed and innocent lives, you know, killed and hurt. And, you know, that's not necessary, you know. So let's, you know, work together peacefully and not cause any problems out there, everybody, because violence is not the answer. And we want our,
I mean,
you know, call your legislators.
Chihuahuas that bite, there's pit bulls that bite. We're not sitting here advocating and saying that every pit bull is a good dog. Every dog is different. They all have different personalities. They should all be judged on their individual unique traits and not completely and immediately judged just on how it looks. I mean, isn't that eugenics? Haven't we learned better than that?
Right. I mean, it's like, you know, give them a chance. Just like humans there, Nikki. There's good and bad people in every race, religion, and profession. None of them excluded. So, and that's just like, you know, dogs or you know, anything out there. There's always good and bad. And so that's how we got to look at it. We can't take one instance, you know, and say, okay, let's say a shark bites, okay? And we all, you know, you go into the ocean, you run into a shark or whatever, you're taking chances, you know, so, and we can't take it out on all the sharks. So I've seen people swim right beside sharks, you know, on TV and stuff.
That's
so
my favorite
hobby.
Diving is my favorite hobby. Yeah.
So,
you know what hurts so much about Miami-Dade is that this stupid ban got passed in 1989, and in Florida law, ordinances adopted prior to October of 1990 were grandfathered. I mean, this thing just squeezed in. And that's just so darn painful. But only 21 states in the United States have BSL bans. The other 29, I mean, sorry, Florida, the other smart states, they don't have this kind of stuff because they know it's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, it's like, give them a chance, please. I mean, and you said how many states banned it and how many didn't? Or I missed that a little bit.
So there's 21 states in the United States that have BSL bans, right, including New York, Florida, California, Texas, big ones, right? But there's 29, including Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, I mean, both of the North and South Dakotas. I mean, all these states, they don't have it. And when you look at as an attorney, right, so many of the states look to other states for precedent, right? What should we have? What should we not have? What was already written? What can we adopt or not? When you're looking at 29, you know, over 21, you're looking at a majority. At some point, we all just have to get on board and stop holding on to some law we squeezed in with 6 months to spare, you know, and won't let go of despite research, right? Despite the American Bar Association's, you know, opinion, their evidence that this legislation is just, you know, it's not within the purview of the Florida Bar. It's not relevant. It's old law, right? It's old law, but they're still relying on it. It's like relying on Jim Crow. You know, nowadays, with all of the race relations that, you know, the conflicts that are happening, it's like trying to revert back to Jim Crow. You can't hold on to bad law just because you're committed to it. You've got to move on, guys.
That's right. Get with the times and what we're doing here, because it's unfair to them. And they can't fight them. So, you know, they can't call on this radio show and stand up for them or call, you know, the legislators and say, hey, you know, uplift this ban. We have to do it for them. And Dyla, you want to give your website out and your Facebook page to the audience? Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's basically you just put in MCABSL or the Miami Coalition Against Breed Specific Legislation. We're on Facebook. We have a website. We're on Instagram. So we're all over the place. It's very, very easy to find us, and it's easier to find me, unfortunately.
You're good. Yes. But we, and can you give the audience out there, you know, tips on if you live in the Miami-Dade area, or if BSL is in your state, you know, because she mentioned 21 states still have it. You know, call your legislator.
Look, Miami-Dade County is the only county in Florida that has a ban on pit bulls. I believe Sunrise and Tamarack, the city of them, have one, but not to this extent. Only like in reference to parks and stuff like that. Muzzling and stuff like that, very minor. But a complete ban, only Miami-Dade County. And again, that was grandfathered in 1989, and then in 1990, wham, slap, Tallahassee said, uh-uh, not in Florida. But that's the reason, well, that's one of the reasons why it is so hard to remove, because you can't work around it, you can't do anything, because if you touch one iota on that written ordinance, the state statute kicks in and kills it. So that's another issue we've had. This is why the Miami-Dade ordinance is so bizarre, so odd, so unusual, because of the circumstances.
Bizarre.
And besides, Miami is weird anyways, but, you know, that's just my take.
Yes.
You know, I love it, yep. But it's weird.
I mean, many of the jurisdictions with the longest-standing BSL ordinances openly that it doesn't
yep.
work, and it actually does harm. BSL has – nobody talked about this, but it has a backlash effect, which does more to create more dangerous dogs and prevent them, because it
yep.
drives owners of those dogs farther away from public places and services that they need to socialize their dogs and keep them healthy. Like, for instance, spay-neuter, right? You know, it's expensive. It's expensive to have employees that go and violate people's constitutional rights and enter their homes and take their property away from them on this freaking absurd idea that you can look at a dog in the shape of its head and say, oh, that's one, that's not. There is no one. There is no breed. It's got to go. It's got to go. It's expensive. It's ridiculous. It's bad, right? I mean, so.
It's okay. We'll let my dogs.
Sorry,
my
kids started barking. I'm gonna put it on mute until I'm done talking.
It's not the first time, believe me. It's okay. They're putting their 2 cents worth in, you know. So. Let them say what they need to say. They just want to speak out. Our furry friends and our four-legged friends in need with this BSL, everybody. Do what you can do. Get some information on your state. I don't have a list of them in front of me, the 21 that are have BSL in their state. It needs to get rid of it, ban it, and let it disappear and never come back again. We're in the 21st century, heading to the 22nd century, so we got to make it better for them out there. All animals, they deserve it, you know. Stop the discrimination and about their character and everything. Give them a chance. They deserve a chance. All of this, you know, every one of them. So not just the Staffordshire Terriers, American Staffordshire Bull Terriers, American Pit Bull Terriers, and their mixes. These animals deserve, you know, our help and our attention. And get it out of here, right, Dyla? Dyla and them was working
yep.
hard. They are working hard.
Yeah, well, that's usual. I don't mind. It's very, very, very gratifying when you realize you've been able to save dogs. And it's fine for me. That's all I need. That's the gratification I get. You know, again, folks, one more thing I do want to put out there. The Coalition is not a rescue organization. It's an animal advocacy, which means we fight in courts. We bring around the education awareness. We do PowerPoint presentations. And then occasionally, I mean, I rescue on my own. But occasionally we find a dog or two that we got to get involved, and we've done that. Actually, we've done two or three this year. Our biggest one was Gwen, named after Gwen Stefani. But I'm the one that rescued her from bushes and very, really sad situation. We took her in. We got donations online for her. We got her vetting. We got her boarding. We got her training. And finally, today, one of our board members who has been fostering her told me, I am in love with her. I am adopting her. So, yeah, so that's a very, very happy ending.
Irene is adopting her.
Yeah. Yeah. And
happy
the dog
dance.
Was, look, guys, dogs can be turned around. This dog was fought. This dog's ears were cut with scissors that when I got a hold of her, it still had the little, you know, the stitching hanging there. Skinny as hell.
My God.
Yeah, had been bred, gone through hell and back, and this dog now is sweet as can be, living with a cat, and no problem with other dogs. But you've got to put the effort into rehabilitating them. Franco, our animal behaviorist, did an incredible freaking job with her. You know, our one of our vets, Dr. Raul Jimenez, worked with her, still working with her to get her back to health. We had this other lady that I must thank, Ceci. You know, she's from Miami Dog Spa in Miami. That woman has boarded dogs for us for free. The day I got Gwen, I took her to the vet, and right there she was, no, I'm going to bathe her. Let me groom her. I mean, they groomed her ears, her nails, and everything. So, you know, it's a village. It takes a village to do this, but it can be done. So Gwen has a new home. Hallelujah.
That's right. Thank God.
You bring such a beautiful point up, Dahlia, and that's that more people and their elected officials are learning why breed bans and restrictions, they don't make any sense. And BSL is on the decline. Several states have passed laws. Like you said earlier, I think you mentioned Denver, Debbie. Several states passed laws prohibiting BSL on the local level, and these preemptions are being replaced with breed neutral policies. So I know I referenced the American Bar Association earlier today, because obviously as an animal law attorney and you know, just as somebody who focuses on law in general, you know, their stance that BSL is BS, you know, BSL is bullshit.
It's
not just like anybody with a brain can look out there and look to something or someone that they appreciate and see these strong stances that say BSL doesn't work, right? The American Kennel Club, right? The guys that say, oh, that's a Shih Tzu or that's a Labrador, right? They love pure breeds. The AKC strongly opposes any legislation that determines a dog to be dangerous based on breeds or phenotypic classes of dogs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, right? We're all paying attention to them now in the midst of COVID. The CDC, they recommend against using breed as a factor in dog bite prevention and say that any breed of dog has the potential to bite, not just Staffies. Obama, we all love the O. Obama said we don't support breed-specific legislation. Research shows that bans on certain types of dogs are largely ineffective and often a waste of public resources, which just goes back to what we were saying about, you know, what Miami-Dade is doing and how it just wastes all this money, sending people into other, you know, private citizens' homes to call these dogs pit bulls and take them away, taking good dogs away from happy families. Send those people to dog fighting rings and let's get these dogs out of there and break down fighting rings. Can I get an amen? Like, God, it just hurts so much the stupid sometimes, I tell you.
I know, because these animals, they're helpless, you know, defenseless, voiceless, and innocent. So we have to stand up for them, Nikki. That's the bottom line. We cannot give up. I am relentless, and I know both of you are. We can't give up. We have to stand up for the rights, not put them into, you know, on the back burner, because their lives, all lives matter out there, including all the animals, you know. So that's what matters, all of them. And they should be treated with dignity and respect. Yeah, go ahead.
I will say this only because as a rescue owner, this has come up several times. for me and the people who adopt for me, and even within like my law practice, people are having a really hard time finding people, you know, insurers to insure their pit bulls, right? You know, I have pit bulls. I carry insurance for them just in case, God forbid, like something slips, somebody falls, a kid pokes it in the eye and it bites. You know, I don't know. There's so many circumstances. But I do want to just throw a shout out to State Farm. They do not ask, nor do they care what breed of dog is owned by anybody. They, you know, they will insure your pets and renew policies regardless of what time of breed is owned. And you know what? Geico did a really nice job for me as well. They, for $90 a year, they insure my dog. So if anybody's out there and, you know, you're having a dog that, you know, like Dahlia said, is, you know, going through a transition or you're just not sure where it's at and it's still in training, you know, you can insure yourself and protect yourself and protect your dog, you know, and there are insurance companies and there are airlines out there that also we've got to really respect. Southwest is the only airline I found that has transported staffies across country for some of my adoptions. So a big shout out for them as well. But there are staffy friendly companies out there, and it doesn't take a lot of research to find them. And you can really protect yourself and protect your dog and be in a good position going forward if you kind of look for these guys.
Thank you for giving that info out, because, you know, a lot of people would be interested in that. And also, Nikki, you said you had a rescue also. Can you bring that back up again to the audience?
Oh, yeah. I started Popo 3 years ago. It's called Popo Pitbulls, because in my head I thought, oh, pit bulls would be great police dogs. They're so loyal. As it turns out, they're actually terrible police dogs. They just get too hot. But we kept the name Popo. That's what it is. That's what we're staying with. It's too late now. But you know what they are great at? Therapy dogs. They have incredible senses of smell. They're amazing at being diabetic assistance dogs. And we have a couple specialized trainers that, you know, they train our staffies. Smell the sugar level on like a diabetic child or infant's breath, and they'll alert when that child needs insulin, because the kid can't tell you, can it? I mean, they're absolutely magnificent dogs. While being police dogs up in the Northeast, where it's a little cooler, has been shown to be successful. Down here, too hot, not for them. But staffies love a job. Therapy dogs, diabetic assistance dogs, and then of course we do companion animals. We have a couple really beautiful adoptions right now. My very favorite is this dog named Apple Butter. She's very fat. I mean, very fat, Debbie. She's somehow she has energy. She just looks like a sow, doesn't she? I mean, she just looks like a big, fat, suckling pig. But she's a dog, and she's got energy. And, you know, she's in foster, and she's doing really well, except she's been chasing cups. She's been chasing leaves. So I know she needs a backyard. She needs to play and be enriched. She's got two different colored eyes, and she's just a gem. So if anybody has any interest in a really fat dog, come check out Apple Butter. She's on our website and our Facebook. She's on popopitbulls.com and, you know, Popo on Facebook.
Yeah, Popo Pitbulls on Facebook, right? P-O-P-O Pitbulls, that's what it is?
Yep.
I just went by and liked it. Okay, that's you guys. Okay. Everybody hear that? P-O-P-O Pitbulls on Facebook.
And if anybody
wants to call in... Oh, yeah. If anybody wants to call in with any comments or questions, you're more than welcome to. Area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I'll let you in. And the queue, just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome to come on board. All these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can find them from the PPJ Gazette, search engine Voices Care for Animals. If you're coming late, you can always listen to share 24/7, 365 days a year. So heading for the 6-year anniversary, ladies, at the end of this month. So going to keep going. I'm relentless, you know, so you can stand by. We stand together, fight together, and, you know, stand up for all these animals. Multitask, push that share button. That like button don't serve no justice. You know, just do what you can do. Every effort counts. Call your legislators, 202-224-3121. During the week, and, you know, ask to speak to your senator or your state rep. Know who they are, what they're all about, who you're voting for. Because I know there's people out there that, you know, they vote, but they don't check them out. So, hey, we got a call, ladies. Area code 719. You're live and on air. Is this the Mama Cat? How are you?
I'm doing great, Deb. How are you doing today?
Good. How's everything out there in Colorado?
It's very warm out here in Colorado today.
Is it? It's getting hot here in Florida, too, so we're on the same boat. Hurricane season just popped up, you know, so hopefully we don't have any. One stress level after the next, you know.
That's right. To mention, too, though, a lot of people don't realize that your city council people in your local jurisdiction are very easy to talk to. I've found that a lot of them are not involved in animal advocacy at all. They are more into the, you know, the city legislation and what's going on with the people. And if you approach them, they're very open to listening. A lot of them, not all of them. There are some that, you know, still are against pit bulls in general, like the mayor we have here in Denver. But,
well, hopefully they don't get elected again.
We just got to keep pushing. And, you know, like Deb said, my favorite saying is strength in numbers. The more people that call, and even if you don't get to talk, sorry, my throat is really sore today. Even if you don't get to speak with somebody, leave those messages. Let them know what you want. You know, every time somebody calls or writes, a little tally mark is marked down. And they realize, you know, especially these days, that the people are the strength. We vote them in, and we can just as easily vote them out. And like you said, you have to know who you're dealing with, where they stand. And if they don't stand on either side, it's up to us to convince them, to show them the information, to, you know, let them understand what's going on, how these animals are being treated. And, you know, pit bulls do not bite at a higher rate than a German Shepherd or a Chihuahua. They just do a little more damage. I would have to agree with that. But, you know, it's up to us to convince them and get our point across. And, you know, I'm standing with you ladies. I joined your Facebook page, and I appreciate everything you're doing.
And I appreciate you calling in, Mama Cat. And now, ladies, Ray's been on the former guest on this show several times, haven't you, Ray? And for the stray cats. And, you know, she's out there working hard and multitasking. And thank you, Ray, for everything that you're doing. Because, you know, just crossing over, helping out on another calls, that's a lot, you know, that's meaningful, too. So we can't give up. So,
that's right.
We can't give up. We have to. If we give up, we automatically lose. And that's what we can't do. And out there in Denver, I hope, you know, coming soon that gets, you know, the ban gets lifted on pit bulls. And just like Miami and all the other states, it's time to get with the times and do what's right, the right thing.
Well,
not,
you know,
not take them out on them.
It's just like people. You can't walk up an entire block of people because one person did something against the law. And it's no different with animals. And being in TNR and helping cats, I've come to realize that most of these city council people have no idea the struggle and what these animals go through on the street. They don't live that. You know, they're in a different microcosm, so to speak, than the average rescue or TNR or, you know, animal advocate is. And unless we're willing to spend our time to enlighten them, most of them, they just don't know.
You're right. And they got to hear from us because if they don't, you know, they'll think everything's running smooth. We have no issues. So we have to
right.
be contacting them. You know, so we, you know, everybody out there, whatever it takes, write that email, that phone call, that letter, even make an appointment to see him in person. Send them a fax if you have a fax machine. You know, every effort counts out there. Let them hear your voice. Your voice matters.
I go up there and I face to, you know. They
That's
all know
good.
Me by first name now.
Right. That's good, though. You know, you're on a level with them where, you know, your voice is heard and you show dignity and respect to them. And because you don't have to, you know, you have to be professional and polite to get anywhere with them.
Yep.
And it only makes sense. And because if you go out and, you know, irate and you're very rude, and you're not going to get nowhere. So go,
no.
you know, talk to them professionally and polite. And you'll that's what I do, every angle. You know, if I have a constituent bill proposal form, I get it, fill it out, and, you know, go through the steps and see what happens. And just keep in contact with them. So whatever you can do, everyone, let's get these bans uplifted. Get rid of BSL for good, justice for pit bulls. You know, we don't have
you know
to.
What's up in your area, you guys? And I, what would the caller that just called in? What was your name?
Ray.
Ray.
Ray. You're in. You said Denver.
Well, I'm in the Springs, but I'm close to Denver.
You know what you would love, and he's right around the corner from you. The guy's name is Jeff Seaman, T-H-E-M-A-N. Unbelievable advocate, but he's just done. He's an artist, a photographer, a writer, a filmmaker, but he's just done this film called Guilty Till Proven Innocent, and it's all about, you know, bloodhounds and Rottweilers and Dobermans and pitties, and he and shepherds. And it just talks about dangerous laws, you know, dangerous dog laws targeting, you know, our pets. And he's just released his trailer. I usually don't, like, promote people like this, but I just saw it. And he is, like, a true, true, true advocate. The guy's unbelievable. He's done such a good job at changing the laws in your area. That's why I thought of him. Was he just, you know, turned over the Denver City Council to repeal.
Right, but the mayor vetoed it.
When's the time to vote again out there for mayor? You know?
I don't think it's this year, so it's probably in two more years. I'm not
two
exactly
more?
Sure.
There
yeah, maybe, I'm not exactly
maybe if enough people slam the phone lines and emails and all that, you might turn over a new leaf. You never know.
Yeah, I just got my ballot, and mayor is not on this one, so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That dude was right here. I heard that, and it was heartbreaking that, you know, he vetoed it, and it's like, oh, come on. You know, it's 21 states yet, everyone. That's, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is when there's 50
states. And we worked really, you know, people worked really hard. We got Castle Rock, Colorado, overturned theirs. And we were just convinced that Denver was going to follow, but they didn't this time. But, you know, you can't stop. You have to keep going, because if they think for a second you're going to give up, then, you know, they know that they won. Then
that's
the Vandals,
right.
Of course. You know, you just have to, just like these ladies, you just have to keep going and making them calls and getting other people to make them calls. You know, I hear so many times, you can't beat City Hall. Hell, you can't, because you sure can.
Amen, sister.
That's right. Amen again. You just got to get, you got to at least try. You can't give up. You know, so when we're not going to give up, you got to keep going. We'll keep doing these shows, Dyla, and we're not ever going to, we're not going to stop. So I'll be getting hold of you again, and we're going to keep battling, because there's no limit on how many times you come on the show. And this, you know, this platform is awesome.
Every time I get on the show, but Dahlia is doing the most incredible work in Miami-Dade County with Miami-Dade Coalition. They are the most dedicated, amazing volunteers. It is so frustrating, you know, that everything that they do or try to do is just hit with this, you know, this resistance from the county, even though we can shine facts in front of their eyes like fish with bait. They just resist. But Dolly is doing the most amazing job. She is absolutely so dedicated, and we are making a difference. She and I do, I know I said this last time, but, you know, when lawsuits take a minute, we have a really cool plan going forward. Something a little different, a different way of suing the city that we think, listen, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but if it does, it will be brilliant, and we will have done it. So we're so excited to try to get this stupid grandfathered clause removed and to do our thing. I mean, let's protect our pets. Everybody
right.
in Miami-Dade who has a step, and a lot of us do. I mean, I'm in Miami-Dade and I have a step. Come and get me, guys. But, you know,
yep.
I've got a staff. These are the best dogs, the best. And the fact that we have still had to fight this for this long is just so painfully dumb.
Yep. And ladies, I'm down here a couple minutes. Nikki, I want to really thank you for coming on this evening and want to welcome you back with Dyla. Dyla, thank you for coming back. This is show number 6 there, lady, and keep going, because we're not going to give up. We are in it to win it, all right, not to lose it. And Ray Bittner, Mama Cat, you are, you know, you're awesome too, and thanks for everything you're doing and your support. And my mother, Moose, a.k.a. Mom, is listening tonight. Love you, Mom. Beautiful woman inside and out. Love your support, too. And I want to give a shout-out to some different pages and groups here. Take Action, Help Ben, Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason, and Holly Smith, Voices Carry for Animal Support Group on Facebook. Please join, and on our 6th anniversary, invite 6 of your friends, family, or advocates to this group. Let's see it escalate. The Paul's Call Show, also fans of animal rights, a big, huge thank you to you for helping fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Debbie Eisman, and also Evelyn Pendle, Voice for Animals on Facebook. Also, Paul's Across America on Facebook. Thank you all for all you're doing. This list is huge, everyone. The supporters on Twitter that helps retweet and LinkedIn and Pinterest and the Facebook followers that's involved. A big, huge thank you and Facebook friends making this show a total success. And, we want to, you know, next week we're going to have Lauren Contino, and she saved the animals and saved the world. Okay, so she'll be speaking out. We're going to welcome her back. It's been a while, but we'll welcome her back. Thank you, everyone. And remember, Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye, everybody.